In a world where magic pulses beneath the surface of ordinary life, some bargains come with eternal consequences. Willow Mediza thought she understood her place in the world, a powerful witch hiding among humans after her mother's suspicious death. But when a devastatingly handsome stranger named Gray appears at her door, everything changes. His supernatural presence triggers her instincts immediately. This is no ordinary man, but a vessel, a demon inhabiting human form. Instead of cowering, she crushes his throat with supernatural strength and slams the door in his face. Little does she know, this defiant act marks the beginning of a dance with the devil himself, one that has been orchestrated for centuries before her birth. The supernatural world of Crystal Hollow operates on a delicate balance. Vessels need witch blood to maintain human form, while witches require these demons for protection from persecution and darker threats. This codependence breeds tension. Neither group truly trusts the other, despite centuries of coexistence. Beneath Hollow's Grove University lies the Covenant Chamber, where the skeletal remains of Susanna Mediza and George Collins rule. These witch trial victims of 1693 maintain consciousness through forbidden Hecate magic. Their circular chamber deep underground features eternal flames and walls inscribed with centuries of magical laws. Willow's uniqueness stems from her Mediza bloodline. As the last known descendant, she controls all five elements rather than the typical one or two. This extraordinary power makes her both valuable and feared, especially to vessels who sense something in her blood that could potentially unmake them completely. Hollow's Grove University rises from the misty New England countryside like a Gothic cathedral. Its weathered stone towers both shelter and prison for young witches. Beneath its impressive facade lies a sinister purpose, maintaining powerful bloodlines and sustaining the vessels who serve as both protectors and predators. When Willow passes through the university's imposing iron gates, her connection to nature signals something wrong. The courtyard's ancient oaks droop with yellowed leaves out of season, the herb garden lies withered, and even the resilient moss between cobblestones has turned brittle. As a green witch, she's horrified to discover the Covenant has forbidden traditional offerings to nature that once nourished the Wand's magic. The university sorts students into houses based on magical affinities: thorns for combat, shadows for illusion, flames for elemental power, and seeds for nature abilities. This system isolates students and prevents alliances that might challenge authority. Order is maintained through fear and ritual, most disturbing being the reaping, where blindfolded witches are suspended from ancient iron hooks while vessels drink their blood. The relationship between Willow and Gray forms the emotional core of this dark tale. Their dynamic begins as adversarial predator and prey, yet from their first encounter, an undeniable attraction complicates everything. When fellow students attack Willow, suspecting her involvement in campus murders, she crawls to Gray's room instead of fighting back. His response, "I would care," marks a turning point. Meanwhile, Willow struggles with her attraction while pursuing her secret mission to find Charlotte Hecate's bones to potentially unmake the vessels, a purpose her father raised her for. When they become intimate, a magical bond forms between them that Gray warns will make him never stop wanting to be inside you. Their relationship evolves through power plays and vulnerability. Gray compels Willow sexually, yet protects her when injured. Willow alternates between fighting him and seeking his protection, creating a complex dynamic where neither fully trusts the other, yet both feel irresistibly drawn together. This relationship embodies the broader theme of power dynamics, mirroring the uneasy balance between witches and vessels through their constant shifts between dominance and submission. All magic demands payment, a truth that manifests physically and spiritually throughout Crystal Hollow. When Gray offers to let Willow's brother Ash escape in exchange for her cooperation, she agrees without hesitation. A black sigil appears below her collarbone, burning whenever she considers breaking their deal. The most significant bargain in this world's history is Charlotte Hecate's deal with the devil. It granted her immortality, but scattered her body across different realms while trapping her soul in eternal torment. Willow discovers she is the price of Charlotte's bargain, created specifically to fulfill a role in bringing Lucifer back to the mortal realm. Even the relationship between witches and vessels represents a corrupted bargain system. What began as mutual benefit has been twisted by the Covenant, who deliberately weakened witches' magic through manipulation of bloodlines and education, effectively starving the vessels while maintaining control. The concept of dominium, a vessel's right to claim a specific witch, represents another form of bargain with far-reaching implications. When Gray invokes this right over Willow, he gains the ability to sense her emotions and location, symbolizing how those with power often make decisions affecting others without their knowledge or consent. History's weight bears down on all Crystal Hollow characters. The founding family's centuries-old actions continue shaping the present, with current generations inheriting both power and accountability for ancestral choices. Willow carries the burden of two powerful bloodlines, Meditza and Hecate, without understanding the implications until too late. At Hollow's Grove, Willow discovers how the coven has strayed from its purpose. During Quincy's funeral, she's horrified to see the White Witch buried in a modern casket instead of on ancient sacred stones that would return her to the source. This violation of two millennia-old burial rites symbolizes how the Covenant has corrupted traditions for their benefit. Personal trauma drives characters throughout. Willow's fear of darkness during the reaping stems from her father's abuse, who locked her in a coffin-shaped basement alcove. Gray's long existence as a vessel has left him cynical about witches' intentions. The Covenant embodies ultimate corruption. Skeletal remains reanimated through forbidden magic, maintaining power beyond natural lifespans. These ancient witches cling to authority through necromantic arts that violate the very principles of natural magic they claim to protect. The final revelation shatters Willow's reality. Gray is Lucifer himself, his soul in vessel form while his true body remained below. Every interaction was calculated to use her unique bloodline for the ritual restoring him. When Gray forces the bone necklace onto Willow, she discovers he's possessed Charlotte Hecate's bones all along. The power she sought to destroy vessels becomes Gray's tool to control her, her lifelong mission serving her enemy's purpose. The campus murders were ritual preparation, with specific organs harvested from victims. Gray methodically slits the remaining students' throats while his accomplice collects their organs for his plan. Most devastating is his manipulation of Willow's feelings. Despite their genuine connection, he used her attraction as another control mechanism. His final words, calling her wife and suggesting she'll eventually forgive him, reveal his continued confidence in manipulating her. As the book concludes with Lucifer opening his golden eyes after Willow returns his soul to his true form, we face a chilling truth. Sometimes the devil doesn't come with horns. He comes with a charming smile and promises that feel like salvation until it's too late.